In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, now to college football, where Washington State got the rug pulled out from under him.
It's just brutal.
While we were gone, while I was gone.
And then there was, turns out there was a good reason why. Turns out Jimmy Rogers was working with supposedly about a $2.5 million NIL budget, so.
Yeah, so the, so Iowa State got their coach yanked.
Yeah.
By Penn State really late in the process because Penn State couldn't find a damn coach.
No, 2 months worth.
So they finally settled on Matt Campbell, who took the job, and that screwed over Washington State because Jimmy Rogers, who's only been there 1 year, went to Iowa State.
And it stinks because Rogers had tried to say the right things and done the loyalty and I'm not a program jumper and all that. And then the NIL stuff started getting thrown around and it just... Washington State, I feel for you. Just the punches keep coming. Because it kind of felt like Washington State had navigated the fall pretty well, certainly better than Oregon State did. And they went to a bowl game this year, and they were really competitive against good teams, damn near beat Ole Miss. And then this happens.
Have you heard who the Cougs are sniffing around?
I've heard a couple names that are interested that they have reached out to Washington State. Two of them being very prominent names.
And who would those be?
Well, Rick Neuheisel apparently is very interested in the job.
When's the last time that guy coached?
Exactly. So, by the way, Washington State, do not hire Rick Neuheisel.
No kidding.
And then the other one is Chip Kelly.
Chip?
Yeah. I guess Chip really respected Mike Leach. He talked to Mike Leach when he was up at Washington State. And, you know, I don't like the retread thing. I think Chip is really overrated. I think the game is in some ways passing by a little bit. He hates recruiting. He quit on UCLA in the worst possible way. I mean, I think there's a million reasons that would scare you.
I don't think it's a bad hire.
If that's the way they go.
I don't think it's bad.
I don't think that's the worst thing in the world. If you're looking for some stability and someone that might stick around for a while and kind of stabilize things a little bit, I think there's an element there.
You know,
I can understand if they go down the Chip Kelly road.
He wasn't awful at UCLA.
He was not.
And so...
It ended in the worst possible way that you could.
The whole idea of hating recruiting... I mean, I get it. He's not like your hit-the-pavement, high-energy recruiter guy.
No, he is not.
He's surely smart enough to understand that he's got to have guys on his staff that are that, you know.
Yeah. And he's used to playing...
He's a very
good
football
coach. And he's used to playing with less...
Exactly. I think that's kind of a fit. He's kind of a quirky dude. You know, he's been there, done that at this point. It's kind of weird that he would be living in Pullman after LA and
Philly and San Francisco.
Vegas.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's a terrible hire should they hire him. UCLA, last time Rick Neuheisel coached was 2011.
Yeah.
And then though, Chase, he went to the Arizona Hotshots in 2019. Which, that sounds like a team from a movie, but apparently it's from the Alliance of American Football.
Well, all right.
You want to know how he did there?
I'm guessing I don't care, but give it to me anyways.
Oh, you care.
No, not really.
Neuheisel led the team to a 5-3 record.
Oh, hey.
How long did that league last? Like a season?
One season, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, the league folded or else they would have been champs.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah. The other thing about Chip is...
Couldn't he go back to Ohio State if he wanted? Do you think that they would have him back as OC? Because Hartline left.
Hartline left. Yeah, you could probably do that if you're Chip. You know, someone said, did the stint at Ohio State do nothing for you? No, I actually don't think their offense was that great under Chip Kelly. In fact, I think it spun its wheels for much of the season. They just had so much talent there that once they figured it out, I mean, no offense, you had two NFL backs, you had a five-year quarterback, and one of the greatest receiving corps we've ever seen, and it took you an entire year to figure out how to unlock that. So no offense.
They looked good in the playoff, though.
They looked great. They did look great in the playoff.
Hey, will you shut up?
But yes, if he wanted to, I'm assuming that after the Hartline thing, that Chip Kelly would be welcome back. He has a very good relationship with Ryan Day. If Chip were to go to Washington State, and I understand that the tempo thing has kind of run its course and it's no longer all the rage in college football, running something like that at Washington State, if you go back to that blur offense and be like, look, we're going to try to do that in a kind of a new way, I could see a gimmick is a wrong word because it was really effective. And then it kind of had its moment and it went. It could be something that a place like Washington State, where you're not going to recruit great athletes and you can find some smaller guys, that might be something that if you go back and he kind of reinvents himself in that mold, you could talk me into it. For a retread, I don't hate that as much as I do others. The Rick Neuheisel thing, my God, just fold your program and go home.
Yeah, I feel like Washington State's in the same boat as Oregon State in that you could go out and hire a Jamarcus Shepherd,
yeah,
or a Jimmy Rod, but you're not going to keep them.
No, you're not.
Like, so a guy like Chip, the advantage of a guy like Chip is you should be able to keep him even if he has success.
Yeah. Because at 62.
He's not going anywhere.
And I always thought, like, with the Shepherd thing, like, I told Beaver fan this. Dude, if the guy has success, he's gone in 3-4 years. I just didn't think it'd be 1 year. 1 year and, like, a mediocre season, I did not think Jimmy Rogers would be gone.
But you know what? When you make those hires, you got to be ready for this.
Yeah.
You know, I just, I don't know. That it's really hard for programs like Oregon State and Washington State to hire young hotshot coaches.
Yes.
Well, like, or guys that you think will turn into young hotshot coaches.
What does a $3 million NIL budget actually get you?
Yeah.
And how encouraging is that to come
and that's the
from
problem.
Anywhere?
And this goes back to a larger thing. Look, Iowa State is much greater than Washington State. But if Jimmy Rogers was working with a $10 million budget, Does he at least have the idea of sticking around a little bit longer? But if that's true and that number is correct and it was $2.5 or $3 million, it might be that Jimmy just looks at it and says, guys, I don't think anyone wants to do a one and done. That doesn't sound like from hearing it, this was something that he wasn't planning on. But I think when you're facing the reality of if you have no resources and you have a chance to get out, this may be you get out while you can. Because for a guy like Jimmy Rogers that's coming from South Dakota State, he has another bad year or two at Washington State. He's not sniffing another job. And remember, for guys like him, he didn't make any real money at South Dakota State. He was probably making $300,000 and $350,000 a year. That guy does not have money to not work. This isn't Chip Kelly, who's got $70 million. So if you think that you can't put together a competitive roster and you're Jimmy Rogers, and you're like, guys, this is my career. I got a chance to make enough money at Iowa State where if something does happen to me, I'm still taking care of for the rest of my life and my family. I do think that that's different for a guy to say, I'm not going anywhere and then leave after that. I can't fault Jimmy Rogers. This isn't Lane Kiffin. These are two entirely different things.
Hate Lane Kiffin.
The Jamarcus Shepherds of the world and the Jimmy Rogers do not have $40 million that they're sitting on.
Which is why if Shepherd has any success at Oregon
gone.
State, he's out of there.
Yes.
Which I don't understand why you would, but whatever.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.